Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Isisara Bay is here, ladies and gentlemen. A new friend, but she's with an organization that we've known a long time, almost from the beginning. She is Vice President and Program and Education Director for Count Me In. You've heard me say that name many times over the last dozen years or so, and Nell Merlino, the founder of organization. Well, Isisara Bay works with Nell, and especially in the on her Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps initiative, and that's what she's here to talk about as we approach Veterans Day. Isisara Bay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your session, and I know you've been with Nell and Count Me In for a number of years now, and of course, I'm sure Nell has told you how much admire what you guys are doing.
Oh, yes. She's told me you've been on your show often. She's been on your show often.
Yeah, she sure has. We've been trying to help her get the word out and help women grow their businesses, to grow their, to get the capital they need and to get better and to become sustainable. But your focus right now is on Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps. Tell us about that.
I'm happy to. So our organization, Me In for Women's Economic Independence, has been working with women entrepreneurs for about 11 years. And the primary thrust of their work is through business pitch competitions. That's the core that brings people in. And then, of course, through these competitions, they win prizes, coaching and training and in-kind resources and access to capital. So we've done a number of these different programs. And this one, with our new partner, of last year, Capital One, is the Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps, and this is a program for women with a military connection.
Mm-hmm.
All women entrepreneurs.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Military connection.
If you have been in service yourself, if you are the military spouse, daughter of a veteran, and you're
right,
a woman entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. All
so
right.
We
so
did,
you either have to be a member of the military or be you or the daughter of someone, a father or mother who's in the military. You need to be an entrepreneur to be part of this program.
Yes. This is for women entrepreneurs. But we are trying to get at that slice of the women entrepreneurs that is overlooked. Now, we know that although women-owned businesses are growing at a fast rate, they're
fastest
not...
Fastest growing segment of the,
yes,
of the sector.
They're starting at a fast rate, but our emphasis always has been on helping them grow.
Grow and be sustainable.
Yes, because the majority of women-owned businesses are at $50,000 a year or less in annual revenue,
right,
as of the last census. So we
and
want
that's
to get
a very,
them out of the ground.
That level is very dangerous, very tenuous, very risky segment. They don't have enough critical mass to get credit. Any little blip in the economy or any tiny mistake they make takes them out. Any issue in their life, in their family life, takes them down. They just need to get beyond that plateau, don't they?
Absolutely. It's very important. And many times we found, you know, one of our previous programs was Make Mine a Million Dollar Business. We find that once they pass 50, they get sometimes up to 250 or 300,000 and then for years. So we're very aware of these various plateaus in the growth of women-owned businesses, and we want to move them beyond that. So this Women Veteran Entrepreneur Corps, which we call WEVEC, W-V-E-C, the next one is taking place on Tuesday, November 19th at the Capital One Conference Center in Plano, Texas. There are women coming from all over the country.
Just outside of Dallas, right?
Just outside of Dallas, yes.
Yep.
And so it'll be our pitch competition. We'll also have some great speakers and panels, women who are highly successful, who were highly successful in the military, the transition to civilian life and are successful. We'll also have some of our past million-dollar award winners from Count Me In competition.
All right.
And some of the who were in the first group of WeVec in the spring in Washington, D.C., who are now in the program. And the prizes when you are a pitch winner, pitch finalist, are things like a full-color headshot. You'd be surprised at the number of women that have a little phone photo on their website that their sister or their kids
right.
took for them. So this is a full-color headshot and PR tips, because once you're in this program, you start getting a lot of local and national publicity.
Right.
And our organization gets lots of hits for TV and radio like this, or television interviews, newspaper, and we use the women who have to be in those interviews. And our grand prize in this is a 9-month coaching and training program where the curriculum covers everything necessary in sustaining and growing your business. And so you're in a group of other women with a coach facilitator. It's called the Accelerator Program. And you meet every 2 weeks on the phone. And so you get group coaching. You get to learn new things that you're not doing in your business. Try it out, come back, and talk about how it's worked. And learn from each other. The thing that Count Me In is noted for is that we build a community of women. So you're not alone. So many women either are solopreneurs or they feel like they're alone. And because we have this gene that says we have to go it alone and be perfect in everything we do, we don't ask for help. We don't talk to other people, and we don't realize that we are not alone. This is what Count Me In excels at, letting women know that we can be vulnerable, talk about what we need, celebrate each other's successes, and be there for each other as we grow.
Right, absolutely. And this is what's been so beautiful about the model, the Count Me In model over the years that I've been so proud to support. And I've just seen the great successes they're doing, and I'm so glad that you guys have expanded this into to women veterans and associated ladies who are out there trying to make their way in the marketplace. You want to give me a website?
Absolutely. I was just thinking that. www.countmein.org/WeVecTexas, WVECTX. But if you just go to countmein.org, you'll see events right there.
Just noodle around on countmein.org, and you'll find all the things that they're doing there. When we come back, ISSR, can you tell us? Can you give us some profiles of some of the women that you've worked with, and tell us about some of the things that they've accomplished?
Oh, wonderful! I'd love to.
Hear about that too. So, ladies, don't go away. We're going to be right back after these messages. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. ISSR Bay is our guest and our new friend. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.